Easter is a time of answered expectations. Doesn't matter what your expectation is of Easter, whether it is the... hold on. Just a moment. I gave up caffeine for Lent. That's a well-met expectation. Thank my family for bringing me nice coffee. Every year there is expectation. And as human beings, oftentimes our expectations outrun our realities. Not that coffee ever disappoints, I'm just saying. That sometimes in life we have high expectations. I remember being a kid, and the expectation for Easter Sunday morning was always fairly high. What was going to be in the Easter basket was the principal concern of mine. And every Easter Sunday, I would get up and search for the Easter basket in hopes of certain items. Certain items that, as far as I was concerned, if they weren't there, Easter was definitely not going to have met my expectations. And I don't know why white chocolate Easter bunnies were important to me, but white chocolate Easter bunnies were very important to me. And so every year I would run out and double check to make sure that my expectation had been met. There was, in fact, a white chocolate Easter bunny. And of course, all of the rest of the things. And if you come from a large family, and I did in fact come from a fairly sizable family, sometimes there would be a good half dozen or more Easter baskets out for all of us kids. There would be a lot of candy comparison. Who got what? Who got how many of what? And did somebody get more of something than somebody else? And of course, then there would be the inevitable trading of Easter candy. Because some of us like black jelly beans. I don't care what anyone says. And so there would be trading of candy, because we expected certain things. And of course, in my household, we do the same thing. And of course, one of the things that is the expectation for every Easter Sunday morning is the Easter Sunday family photograph. Now, I don't know how you have done family photographs in your family. But in my family, when we gather everyone for a family photograph, it is not a family photograph. It is a series of family photographs in which we hope that one of them will meet our expectations. Now, 25, 30 years ago, you just had to cross your fingers and hope. Nowadays, you can look at the back of your camera and immediately see, was that one photograph of that one family member that everybody thought was looking at the camera was in fact staring at the ceiling, or their eyes were half closed? Or at that exact moment, the dog decided to bark and they were telling the dog, so you take that photograph, five, six, 12 times, until eventually you get the photograph you were hoping for, because that is an Easter expectation. When the women went to Jesus' tomb, they did not know that Easter expectations would exist. All they knew was that they stood at the foot of Jesus' cross and they had watched him die. They knew that Jesus had died before the evening of Friday, which is the day of preparation for the Sabbath. And since Jesus' body came down too close to sundown, which was when Sabbath would begin, they could not prepare him for the grave. I don't know about you all, but there's a certain anxiety that comes for me when I have an unfinished task. I don't like an unfinished task, because an unfinished task doesn't mean something I set aside and I come back to later, no big deal. An unfinished task means something that I set aside and then it takes up residence in my mind until I have the opportunity to go back and finish that thing. It's like I keep doing that thing until it's actually done, even if I'm doing another activity. I don't like that feeling. It makes me feel anxious and tense. So here are the women who stood at the cross of Jesus Christ, watching him die. Women who had followed him through his ministry. Mary Magdalene, who'd had several demons cast out of her by Jesus Christ, and was given a new lease on They are the ones standing at the foot of the cross, looking at their watch and saying, oh no, we're closing in on the Sabbath. We can't prepare his body. They lay Jesus in the tomb unprepared, unadorned for his funeral, his body not covered with cloth, his skin not given the normal ointments and perfumes. They know that this is going to be very bad. They wait Friday. They wait Saturday. When Sunday comes, they know that finally they have the opportunity. Finally they can go and they can do this task that has just been tearing at their guts. This task that they've been waiting for in anxiety and worry and fear, because their teacher, their rabbi, the miracle worker who has given them back their lives, has been laying unattended in his grave. And all that goes with that. They anticipate that they will arrive at the grave, Jesus having been in that grave 3 days in an awful condition. Their expectation is the worst. So, we're told that as early as at all possible that morning, they rush out with the herbs and with the oils and with the rags to go and prepare Jesus' body. And when they arrive, all of their expectations are shattered. Not in a bad way, but in the most wonderful way. They arrive anticipating that they are just going to do their best to prepare their beloved rabbi's body for the grave, only to discover that he's not there. And the angels proclaim to him, he is risen indeed, just like he promised he would. That is the satisfaction of a met need that we didn't ever expect to have met. Those women didn't think that they were going to get to the tomb and find that Jesus was resurrected, which is amazing if you consider the fact that Jesus says to them, that sometimes Jesus says things in very roundabout ways. Sometimes Jesus says some things that even today we sort of scratch our head and go, gee, I wonder what he really meant by that. Sometimes he told parables and he'd have to take the disciples aside afterwards and say, what I really meant was. But when it comes to this, Jesus takes his disciples aside, and anyone will listen and says, look, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, and then 3 days later I will rise from the grave again. He was very specific. He gave directions. Now, maybe it's like when you give directions to your kids, you can anticipate that about 75% of what you say is going to get through. About 25% of it isn't going to make it. So maybe when Jesus says to the disciples, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, I'm going to be laid in the grave, and then 3 days later I'm going to rise again, they got everything but the 3 days later. One way or another, they were amazed. They were surprised. And the disciples themselves were amazed and surprised. Jesus Christ was alive. That he exceeded all of their expectations. When we show up to worship on Easter Sunday morning, when we arrive to worship, we expect certain things. We expect Easter Sunday music. We expect to sing Hallelujah. We expect beautiful flowers. We expect to see our friends and family and loved ones gathered from all around. But all of that is way low of an expectation. See, God says, what I want you to see when you come to worship with me on Easter Sunday morning, if you were just seeing the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that would be sufficient, but it is not what we see if we look carefully. What we see is the resurrection of us.
one day we will all die.
As Jesus Christ laid in the grave, one day we will all lay in the grave. As Jesus Christ was resurrected from the tomb, as we are in Christ and Christ is in us, we will rise again. Whatever your expectation was this Sunday morning, whether it was a white chocolate bunny rabbit in your Easter basket, whether it was getting the perfect Easter picture on your way home, whether it was the beautiful cross, whether it was beautiful music, whether it was even the resurrection of Christ, I hope that you go away today having seen that your resurrection is the promise that Easter Sunday brings. That we who live in Christ will not die, but live again. And in this hope, and in this assurance, anything that might happen to us in this world, any trouble or trial we might face, pales in comparison to the promise of Christ that gives us life everlasting. Amen.